Today in Your Health, we take a look at female athletes and concussions. Most of what scientists know about these injuries comes from studies of men, even as more women are competing in contact sports. NPR's John Hamilton has the story of a female fighter who is helping scientists learn more about concussions in women while trying to protect her own brain.
Gina Mazzani grew up in Anchorage, Alaska, and that's where she had her first fight.
It was just like right after I turned 18, so I was legally allowed to fight.
She knew a bar with a boxing ring.
So you go to this bar and you weigh in. And then there's this other chick, and she had like the mom haircut, like short hair, had like, you know, the jacket with like shoulder pads in, and she's like wanted to fight. And I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Except it wasn't.
She beat the crap out of me. Like, she didn't knock me out. She didn't finish me, but she just knocked me around for 3 rounds. And I remember later that night, I was very, very nauseous. I was throwing up that night.
It was her first concussion.
The next day, I just felt like crap, but I came back in the gym because I was like, I don't want people to think that I'm not tough.
Mazzani is 28 now and lives in Las Vegas.
Introducing to you first, fighting out of the blue corner.
She's a professional mixed martial arts fighter who competes in Ultimate Fighting Championship events.
Here is the undefeated Gina Danger Mazzani!
Her nickname is Danger, and she doesn't worry about looking tough. But Mazzani has begun worrying about her brain.
My thought is, like, one day I want to get married and have a family, and I want to be able to take care of my babies and, like, all that kind of stuff. So I'm not going to get the shit kicked out of me for nothing, if that makes sense.
Mazzani has reason to worry. She knows retired fighters whose brains are really messed up. But they're all men. Nobody knows much about what combat sports do to a woman's brain. Mark Burns of Georgetown University says that's because scientists simply haven't done much research on females.
We classically have always known the male response to brain injury.
Even when it comes to mice.
Male mice have been used historically in research and not really been compared to female mice.
That's changing. The National Institutes of Health is requiring scientists to include female animals. And Burns' lab has begun using both genders in their research on head injuries. He says first they give the mouse an anesthetic, then they put the animal in a device that delivers a precise blow to the head.
And that would lead to about 30 seconds worth of a loss of consciousness.
This summer, Burns published a study in the journal Glia that looked at mice with severe brain injuries. He says the brains of male mice showed a massive immune response within a day.
But in terms of females, it took them up to 7 days to start reacting to this trauma.
A huge difference in mice. And there have been hints of differences in people. Just this year, a study of college athletes found that women were more likely than men to get concussions. But to find out for sure, scientists are looking to long-term studies of women like Gina Mazzani. It's a blistering summer day in Las Vegas. And Mazzani has just arrived at the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health. The center is run by the Cleveland Clinic, and for 6 years now, professional fighters have been coming here to take part in a brain health study. Each year, they get an exam that includes a brain scan and blood work. They also complete tests of mental functions.
So this next one is animals.
Animals? Like, oh, God, I hate that. Okay.
A researcher tells Mazzani to name as many animals as she can in a minute.
Aardvark, antelope, bee, buffalo.
After about 40 minutes of testing, Mazzani meets with Dr. Charles Burnick.
So here's Dr. Burnick.
He's the scientist in charge of the fighter study.
Yeah, so how'd you do?
I don't know.
How did I do?
I don't know. Let's look.
They move to a quiet room. Burnick scans a chart. It shows Mazzani's test results over the past few years.
Well, you're pretty stable. Mm-hmm. And these are the different tests you've had. And actually, the ones that are going down are better. It means you're doing things faster.
So there's no obvious sign of trouble from her fighting career. But then Dr. Burnick looks up when Mazzani tells him she's been sparring with men who weigh a lot more than she does.
The times you get clipped, like you mentioned, is that a common event or uncommon?
Pretty uncommon.
Okay.
I'm pretty conscious about that because just because of the whole brain health thing, I don't want to have someone to feed me oatmeal when I'm 40, you know?
Burnick says the fighter study now includes nearly 700 men and about 60 women.
So there's still a minority because they are a minority in the sport. But I think it's a very important group to evaluate because we really don't know if there are differences between men and women.
But he says there's now enough evidence to suggest there might be.
Women may be more likely to suffer concussion. Their symptoms may linger longer. And The question is that because women are just more likely to report injuries, or is there a biological higher vulnerability?
Researchers have suggested some reasons women might be more vulnerable. They tend to have weaker neck muscles, so a head impact might shake the brain more violently. And hormonal differences might affect the brain's response to an impact or injury. Burnick says the FIDER study offers a way to directly compare men and women who compete in events where concussion is often the goal.
Oh, wow. Big knockout there. He's probably hurt.
Burnick says knockouts like this one actually show up in a fighter's brain scan.
You can detect changes in brain structure even over a year's period.
But it's not so clear what those changes mean.
The question really is, in the long run, are those changes predictors of somebody who's going to have a neurodegenerative disease later in life?
Burnick says an answer is still years away. In the meantime, Gina Mazzani is trying to stay safe while also staying competitive.
Yes!
During her training sessions, Mazzani tries not to hurt anyone.
I have knocked out another girl in my gym on accident. Sorry, Hannah.
But Mazzani says these days, most fighters know what they're doing is risky.
So it's kind of scary, but it's just, I don't know. My theory to it all is like, yeah, there's brain damage. Yeah, this sport is not safe. I don't care who you are. It's not safe. But a lot of things that we do aren't safe.
For men or for women. John Hamilton, NPR News.